quick show because I got to get back to digging the dirt, because that's what I do all day long. Because in order to build the houses that I want to protect my family, I have to actually do work. Unlike Jewish bankers who just take paper and ink, and they don't do this thing called work. They've never worked a day in their life. They just take paper and ink, print it up, give it to themselves, and they outcompete us. Well, I just watched a show about the, let's see the name of it. It's called Private Equities, and you can get this on YouTube. It's called Private Equities Ruthless Takeover of the Last Affordable Housing in America. And I've been talking about this. This is just a day old, this video. But I've been talking about this for a long, long time. I've done shows about how Blackstone Group, our lovely little sniveling little Jewish rat named Steven Schwarzman from Blackstone Group, you know, who was a guy who was buying the single-family homes by the droves then trailer parks for when they kick you out of your home because you can't afford that, and then the trailer park and raise your rent. That's right. You have to rent and pay your rent to Steven Schwarzman, the Jew rat, right? And then when you can't afford the rent because they're squeezing it, and that's the whole idea of this private equity squeeze for the American middle class, or what's left of it. It's the nouveau poor class, let's say, you know. Then he bought one of the largest self-storage facilities. So when you can't pay your rent in your trailer park, right into the storage, and then this fucking Jew rat bought a chain of funeral parlors, one of the largest chain of funeral parlors, and you just know that in the conclave of these Jew rats, they all pat him on his back and say, "Job well done, job well done, Stephen." You know, you get him out of the house, into the trailer park, into the storage facility, and right into the fucking casket. Good job, Stephen. You know how to. You've mastered the vertical integration of the disposition of a people, of the disposition of whole genomes. It's this obliteration of all non-Jews is what's going on right now. You know, and when you try to explain this to people, you know, even probably on a single one-to-one basis, you could say, "Yeah, and these Jew rats, look what they're doing here. They're buying trailer parks, you fucking Jew rats." You know, on an individual level, you can get away with that with most people, even people who profess to be embodied with virtue. No, on an individual level, you can say, "Yeah, these fucking Jews." Right. But as soon as there's a couple people, or you know, this mass stupidity or mass conditioning kicks in, and if you ever were at a meeting, a public meeting, say a rally, let's say, and you said, "Well, you know, we have a problem with our trailer parks. They're being purchased by these ruthless Chinese cartel investors. These son of a bitch Chinese investors, you know." People, "Yes, let's stop this Chinese tape. Yes, we gotta do something about the Chinese, you know." Yeah. Or if you get up in front of the crowd and you say, "You know, these Russian investors, they're coming and buying all our trailer parks and raising the rents and turning us into rent slaves, these Russians." And the people will say, "Oh, yes, we gotta stop the Russians. How dare the Russians do this to us? Oh, God, Russians are evil." But if you say, "Hey, I'm concerned because it looks like these Jewish banking cartels are buying all the trailer parks and basically making you rent slaves." "What, Jew? He said the word Jew. I can't hear. I can't. No, no, no." On an individual basis, on a one-to-one basis, "Yeah, these fucking Jews just buying your trailer parks are kicking you out." They'll be like, "Yeah, these fucking Jews." People will agree with that. Yes, on an individual basis, no problem. Okay, it's just when there's 3, 4, 5 or more people, or any kind of subgroup size, it's a little bit of this spiral of silence. The spiral of silence, what is that? It's a book by Elizabeth Noel Newman, I think that's her name. It was a great book. It's hard to find original copies because it's such a great exposition of our psyche, how we think, how we make decisions, and how fear is what is the underlying motivating force. Not goodwill, not a fear of standing out and apart from groupthink, right? This insatiable need to belong, I guess, you know. All right, so until we can then try to figure out how to articulate this Jewish threat to our survival, okay, until we learn how to articulate safely, just like we can articulate about those evil Chinese and the evil Russians, oh gosh. But you're not even allowed to, not only are you not allowed to say those evil Israeli son of a bitch, oh, those Israeli Jews, forget that. You can't even say something measured and calm and scholarly, like something like, I find it problematic and concerning that Jewish banking cartels, oh, don't even say that. Well, no, I say Jewish banking cartels are purchasing that trailer parks in this vertically integrated scheme to sort of dispossess us, right? Even something measured and absolutely bereft of any emotion, just pure, not even using the word cartel, just say, just posing the question, is it problematic that a particular religion, a particular people that, I don't know, how much would you have to strip out of the thing? How mild would you have to make it so that you wouldn't, gain any sense of alarm? I mean, I guess you could do what everybody else does. Don't use the word Jew. Just use the word globalist, that nobody knows what the fuck a globalist is, because there's no globalist headquarters, or there's no globalist cabal. There's no a person who runs for public office and says, I'm a globalist, you know. But there's plenty of people that have their reins on the positions of power that a few years ago when you would go to a Wikipedia, it always said, grew up in a Jewish household in Brooklyn, okay? Grew up in a Jewish household in Brooklyn. Grew up in a Jewish household in Brooklyn. Grew up to Jewish parents in Brooklyn. Grew up to Jewish... That's all that you got from our ruling class, the financial class, right? Grew up in a Jewish household in Brooklyn. Hello? It's called your reality. Yeah. It's called reality. Okay, now they're taking that away. So now you go to Google and you can't even find out if they're Jews or not. It's like a big secret because, like, if the cat's out of the bag, more and more people are waking up to this Jewish threat, okay, to your life, to your family, to your children. More and more people are waking up to this Jewish threat to your survival, right? Right? This completely integrated, vertically and horizontally integrated threat to your children and your safety, right? And your food supply and your medical system and your financial system, the threat, that's all it is, right? Oh no, don't you dare say the J word, I can't listen to this, no. So if you can't name your aggressor, you're never going to be able to defend yourself against the aggression. You're not even allowed to say. You're not even allowed to. You can't even say the word Jew in any conversation. If you just say the word Jew, they could say, you anti-Semite. Even if it's something mild, you say, oh, yes. Let me go. I have to go pick up my Jewish friend. Okay. How dare you say that? Or if you just say, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like, how much can you strip out total meaning? Well, that's what we do in America. It's going to be globalist. It's going to be collectivist. It's going to be, nobody knows. Larry Fink, if you ask Larry Fink, the Jew who controls everything, right? By controlling corporate governance decisions alone, because he controls the numbers of boards of director members on the boards of all corporations, basically, besides him and Vanguard split it up. And so therefore, he controls the corporations by controlling the governance of those corporations. This was written 100 years ago. You don't have to own the corporation to control it. That's the purpose of the corporation, to hide the Jewish ownership of the corporation. That's the original point of the corporation, is to hide who owns it, right? And that was always Jewish, hello, because they were so hated, right? Because there was this bifurcation in the economy where, from the Middle Ages, where Christianity had this rubric, this bogus fake lie about how we can't charge usury somehow. And it seems like it was almost designed either by Jews, specifically to keep Jews in power, like, let's design a religion that says that only Jews can control the money supply. Essentially, only Jews can charge interest. Well, it's a perfect scheme, and let's make all these kind of sexual injunctions on these people. Let's make sex really, really, really bad, so it just becomes a thoroughly avoidable and unenjoyable experience, hopefully, and then maybe we can reduce the amount of that these goyim are procreating. Right, by calling sex sinful and doing all this stuff, you know, let's do everything. Let's bias every aspect of human life, so it's against them and for us, right? And so you would think almost that Christianity was either designed by Jews or designed by very diabolical white people to create to collect all the money and then point the finger at Jews. It's one or the other, and I'm leaning towards Jews because they were around before the Christians. And so the chicken or the egg, well, if the Christian is the egg, well, the chicken is the Jew. So I got some bad news for you. And also, too, this I didn't intend on talking about how maybe Christianity could be had, let's say, an undue influence by our Jewish friends, okay? Because so much of Christianity really plays right into the hands of the Jew, right? I don't know. I got to get back to digging the dirt. And I'll tell you, that's a hell of a lot more fun than watching this bullshit story called The American Dream collapse.